So when speaking about the practice, trying to describe various aspects doesn't mean that we are giving a program, that we should go from one type of experience to another one, to experience bodily sensations and then emotions, then thoughts. This will be controlling our meditation, controlling our experience. But we try to describe whatever can happen at any time, so that we are ready, so to speak, to be there for the experience. We have said that meditation is not a technique in the sense of vipassana, but it is an attitude. An attitude of openness to life, or on the contrary, of dismissal of life, or pushing away life. Life not as the story of our life, but life as it manifests every instant. Am I open to really be here for what's happening in me in this instant? Or maybe I don't want to be here for that. Which means escaping from life and negation from life. And what is bounding us in these patterns of escaping from life? We are not bound by life, not conditioned by life. We are conditioned by our refusal of life. So it is quite strange. We dream about another life that we think will be better, but if we were really experiencing it as it presents itself in each instant, completely, then we'll discover nothing is lacking and there is freedom. For some small benefit of improvement, we are sacrificing totality and freedom that is here every instant. So how do this attitude of projecting life happen? It happens through aversion. I don't want to feel that. Through wanting another life, I rather would like to have another experience, a previous sitting, or the same kind of experience but slightly improved. Or there may be confusion, judgment, evaluation of the experience, conceptualization. And this movement of conceptualization, judgment, is a way to keep life at a distance, not to experience it, but to see it as if it were not really ours. So we react quite often by aversion, by desiring something else, or by confusion, replacing the experience by a commentary about the experience. But why do we react so quickly, so automatically? It's usually one aspect of the experience, which is there in any experience, which is what is called the feeling tone. Every experience is experienced as either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And as soon as something is being experienced as unpleasant, usually we react, we contract. It's not that we realize it is unpleasant, therefore I'm going to contract or react. We do that without knowing that we're doing it. Or trying to escape into something that is pleasant, wishing for, something which is not here. It is being lost in imagination. The same experience that I am having now, slightly improved, is an imagination. Wishing for a pleasant experience, or clinging to something which is pleasant. And when it's neutral, usually there is some boredom. So boredom very easily fall into unpleasant. It's boring, so it's so boring, my meditation is so boring. So what should I do? I mean, I should do something about it, you know? I cannot put on the television, there is none here. So I make my inner movie. So we are bound by this aversion, desire or greed, confusion. And freedom is being free from aversion, greed and confusion. Nirodha, the cessation, is the cessation of greed, aversion and confusion. And that can be experienced in one instant of meditation. That does not take time. Take the proper attitude. So it is skillful in our practice to be aware of this feeling tone of the experience. Sometimes we may wonder. It seems that we are reacting. So is it unpleasant? Yes, it is unpleasant. And so what? It's also possible to experience what is unpleasant. And when we start to open to what is unpleasant, to the experience, we have found out that there is another dimension, much richer than the unpleasantness was a problem. Yes, it is completely possible to experience something unpleasant. And so what? It's just unpleasant. And sometimes it is pleasant. Yes, I can experience it without clinging to it. It's okay, it's pleasant, and so what? Neutral usually is more difficult to recognize. It's okay. Cannot say it is pleasant or unpleasant. So when we start to be open to feeling what is unpleasant, being able to feel what is pleasant without clinging to it, and not be bored when it is neither pleasant nor unpleasant, but stay in contact, in touch with the experience, then the meaning of freedom start to appear clearly. It is so amazing that this value of pleasantness or unpleasantness is the ultimate value in our life. I had a good day because I had many pleasant experiences. I had a bad day because I had many unpleasant experiences. It seems so sophisticated, but it is so simple. Of course, I can experience pleasant experience through reading poetry or through eating a lot of food. It can be more or less subtle, yet it's still pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. And we may wonder, so what would be a deeper value than pleasant and unpleasant? Is it not what life is about? Well, here what we're exploring as another value, it is freedom. That does not depend on the experience. That can be experience within unpleasant experience, within pleasant experience, within neutral experience. Doesn't mean that we don't feel anything anymore. Yeah, we feel. But we are not bound by those feelings. So at times, try to be aware of this dimension of pleasant or unpleasant. Sometimes the experience is not very clear. There is some kind of dullness, tiredness, a slight sleepiness, and we don't exactly know what to be connected with. And we may wonder, is it pleasant or unpleasant? And suddenly I can just connect to the unpleasant aspect of the experience. Oh, that's slightly unpleasant. And that's fine. Don't need to push it away. Then I can really be in touch, be mindful. But it is also the same, or it is as important, or even more, when there are pleasant experiences, peacefulness, calmness, tranquility. Yes, it is pleasant. But I don't need to cling to this pleasant aspect. That's fine. And so what? Otherwise, we tend to cling to pleasant experience, linked with calmness, tranquility, and then our meditation stops there. There is pleasantness, there is joy, but there is no freedom. So explore at times this dimension. Not looking for it is not a matter of reflecting. You don't need to think about, but to feel. If I like to get rid of an experience, it's mostly unpleasant. If I would not like that an experience disappears, it's mostly pleasant. When it's neutral, I don't care, but soon it transforms into boredom, which usually is unpleasant. And this is very helpful to get more intimate with the experience. This dimension is not an objective dimension of the experience, it's really what the quality of the mind is at this instant. So with gentleness, not forcing yourself to take a decision, yes, it is pleasant, no, but maybe it's slightly unpleasant, maybe it's neutral, I wonder, don't bother. It's something that is felt. So you may bring this dimension in. At time, in your meditation, same in walking. Your walking is boredom sometimes, it's unpleasant, and that's fine. On the contrary, there is some pleasure. Maybe there's a nice light, it's beautiful, and wind. Okay, it's pleasant, just be aware. That's pleasant. Don't need to cling to it. In a gentle way, with softness, gentleness, lightness, without forcing it.